Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach and Taoiseach have criticised Sinn Féin's decision not to travel to the White House for St Patrick's Day. Donegal County Council is being criticised for not informing families in advance of the decision to grant planning permission for the proposed development of the site of the Creaslaw explosion. The North Health Minister has again acknowledged the need for a new ED at Altlan Galvin Hospital in Derry, but repeated his belief that it will be at least 5 years before that can be achieved. And there's calls for crucial investment in primary care and clinical spaces in the Milford area. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. First in news though, the Taoiseach and Taoiseach have criticised Sinn Féin's decision not to travel to the White House for St Patrick's Day. The lead opposition party traditionally sends a delegation but isn't doing so this year due to Donald Trump's stance on Gaza. Mary McDonald says she believes the Taoiseach should travel but she wants to make a point to the American authorities. Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Harris believes you do that better from inside the room.
It's certainly not productive, not helpful. Sticking up an old video on Twitter doesn't help anybody in Palestine. What does help people in Palestine is showing up, working hard, putting forward the views of the Irish people, working with partners at a European level and working with partners at a global level. That's what I've been doing intensively for the last 2 days. It's what we were doing at the Munich Security Conference last week. And it's what Irish ministers will be doing across the United States in the weeks ahead.
Meanwhile, the DUP has called Sinn Féin's decision to boycott the White House on St Patrick's Day as short-sighted. It's accused the party of disengaging from diplomatic and political opportunities. The DUP has confirmed party members will attend events in Washington DC for St Patrick's Day. The woman who died in a crash in County Tyrone yesterday has been named as Leanne Thomas Nay Carey. She died following a two-vehicle collision on the main Dungannon to Cookstown Road shortly before 5 o'clock last evening. The 43-year-old was from the local area. Two men and a young child were also injured in the collision. Meanwhile, a second woman died in a crash in Coleraine at around 3:10 yesterday afternoon. Investigations are continuing into both collisions. Police are urging anyone who may have witnessed the crashes or who has CCTV, dash cam or other footage to contact them. Donegal County Council is being criticised for not informing families in advance of the decision to grant planning permission for the proposed development of the site of the Creaslaw explosion. Bereaved families and their supporters are challenging the planning permission for the rebuilding of a service station and shop at the site of the blast. Matt McGranahan, who made one of the 31 submissions on the planning application, says the news is devastating and the families have been let down and ignored.
This is just the most devastating news. This is reliving the entire trauma of that fateful day all over again. It's a decision that was taken without any of the consideration of the family and to be in. And the families and the injured from this terrible tragedy have been victims ever since of broken promises. Their voices have not been heard. They have been promised that they would be put front and centre of all decisions, that their voices would be listened to and that their opinions taken on board. And all that has seemed to be just ignored. And this is a continuous cycle of just ignoring the families and their wishes for what they hope that that site would be. That site is hallowed ground for the families.
The Taoiseach has promised to support the 347 new look workers who are facing redundancy as a fashion retailer pulls out of Ireland. The British-owned clothing retailer, which has 26 stores across the country, blamed years of sustained losses as the reason behind the closures. 14 staff at New Look's Letterkenny store will be affected by the closure. A 30-day staff consultation process will begin over the coming days with a collective redundancy process that will impact all employees. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says it's disappointing to see the stores closing.
Obviously, when a retail outlet like that closes, it's very difficult for the workers in the first instance. And we want people who come into Ireland to have a good experience here. It's a very competitive market, the retail clothing market. So I was disappointed to hear it, but we will do everything we can to support the workers.
Removing Ireland's triple lock system without an alternative is reckless. That's according to Senator Patricia Stevenson, who in the Senate highlighted the danger facing Irish troops deployed overseas, recalling how Donegal man Private Sean Rooney was killed when the convoy he was travelling in Lebanon came under attack in 2022. The triple lock guarantees that no more than 12 members of the Irish Defence Forces can be sent into battle zones without permission from the government, the Dáil and the UN. Senator Stevenson says with the removal of the triple lock system, there are no safeguards for troops.
The triple lock ensures that Irish peacekeeping forces operate under UN mandates and reinforcing our commitment to collective security rather than military alliances. We obviously, everyone in this chamber will remember the very tragic death of Private Sean Rooney in 2022. Whilst on peacekeeping duties in Lebanon, we of course all remember the encroachment on Camp Shamrock last year by the IDF, and indeed the calls from the Republic, from the public, to remove our peacekeepers from the region. Such was the fear of further deaths. And it's within this context the planned bill to remove the triple lock without outlining an alternative mechanism for deploying troops is reckless. It is deeply ill-conceived to remove a mechanism which provides three layers of safeguards before the deployment of troops without providing a viable alternative. There shouldn't be a bill on the removal of the triple lock until the stage where a viable alternative has been presented to the public and we have been given credible time to scrutinise and review that alternative mechanism. I acknowledge that the government have said they intend to maintain Ireland's policy on military neutrality. I welcome that, but I believe that by removing the checks and balances of the triple lock, we risk engaging in military contexts outside of the remit of our neutrality, and we risk putting that neutrality into question on the international stage.
The North's health minister has again acknowledged the need for a new emergency department at Altmangalvin Hospital in Derry, but repeated his belief that it will be at least 5 years before that can be achieved. He was responding on the assembly floor to foil MLA Ciara Ferguson, who told Minister Mike Nesbitt that some elderly patients with cancer were being referred to the hospital's ED, only to be left on a trolley or chair for 24 hours or more. Minister Nesbitt recounted his own experience when he visited the hospital a number of weeks ago.
I have a number of individuals, particularly elderly, who are terminally ill with cancer, who are still being referred by their GP to emergency department. And I've also numerous cases which I have forwarded to the Western Trust where they have had to lie on chairs for up to 5 days before they're treated. Would you agree with me that urgent action needs to be taken, particularly cancer patients who have a suppressed immune system that need priority status, and we need to look at other options so they're not lying in A&E for sometimes days?
I absolutely agree with the member. After Christmas, I visited seven EDs, including Altmangalvin, which, as the member knows, is the oldest of our Type 1 EDs. It is more than ready for a replacement, and one I hope will be in place, although it will be perhaps 5 years before we get to that point. When I was up in the ED, I was speaking to people who had been in the same chair for 4 days. It's not acceptable under any conditions. I also met a man who has since passed away, sadly, who had cancer, who was on a trolley, had been on a trolley for a number of days, and I think made a hospital bed for his last 24 or 48 hours on this earth. I know that the Cancer Network has developed a resource for GPs to try and assist in managing mild to moderate side effects, but I think what you're talking about is a much more serious condition. And I can just assure the member that I am aware that more work needs to be done in this area, and it will be done.
There's calls for crucial investment in primary care and clinical spaces in the Milford area. Councillor Declan Meehan says waiting lists for services such as speech and language therapists are growing as satellite clinics are not being delivered in Milford and surrounding areas due to the unsuitability of the current facilities. Planning permission was previously granted for the development of primary care spaces in Milford. However, that has yet to come to fruition. Donegal County Council has agreed to write to the new Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. Councillor Meehan says it's time the Health Minister and the HSE got their act together.
We know firsthand in the Milford electoral area, whether it's in Fannet, Carrigarrick or Melton, Milford, that there is a real need for investment in clinical space and primary care space across the area. How do we know this? Well, I'm currently chair of the Community Health Forum, and I sit as a community rep on the primary care team. And I'm hearing firsthand from physios, speech and language therapists, dietitians, etc. They're all saying that their waiting lists for public patients are growing because they can't run the satellite clinics outside of Letterkenny across the Milford Electoral area. And that's because the clinical spaces that our doctors and public health nurses are operating out are largely unfit for purpose. So we need to see an investment in all of those right across the Milford Electoral area, and I'm sure it goes for across the county as well. It's a crucial investment that's needed to allow our primary care teams to function in the way that they're meant to. When Sláinte Care was adopted a number of years ago, its main aim was to provide healthcare in and as close to people in the community as possible. And currently that is not happening in the way that it should be. So we saw planning permission granted for primary care space in Milford Retail Park, which would allow mental health teams, speech and language therapists, dietitians, etc., more clinical space in the area and to run satellite clinics. But since that planning permission has been granted, there has been no movement on it. And we want to see, and what I'm calling for, is the Minister for Health and HSC to get their act together to provide the capital funding that's necessary for that project to proceed so that there is adequate and improved clinical space in the Milford electoral area.
Met Aaron has issued weather warnings for Sunday. There will be a wind and rain alert from 2 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Sunday for coastal counties from Wicklow, around the south of the country and up to Donegal. When that lapses, there will be a status yellow wind warning for Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo until midnight on Sunday. Meanwhile, the British Met Office has a wind warning for the north to run for 12 hours from 3 a.m. on Sunday. Minister Michael Healy-Rae says he's standing shoulder to shoulder with those people who put land aside for forestry over the past two decades. Satellite images show nearly 24,000 hectares of forestry have been damaged by storms Dara and Eowyn. A forest windblow task force is putting together a plan of action for owners. The junior minister for forestry says there are enormous challenges ahead, but he's promising a swift response.
You will be dealt with swiftly and promptly by my department. There will be no nonsense, there will be no undue delay, and you can be assured that my department has your back. This is a time of adversity. I'm dealing with the sawmills. Again, I'm dealing with the foresters on the ground, all of their organisations, and I want to thank their organisations, and I want to thank the farming organisations for their cooperation and their expertise and their advice on the task force. And we're going to work this problem together as a team, and we're going to come out the other side of it.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the Donegal GAA Dynamo range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. Finn Harps have their first home game of the new SSE Airtricity League Division 1 campaign this evening. They host Dundalk, who were relegated last season and who are hot favourites for a quick return to the top flight. Harps lost last weekend in Tralee against Kerry, while the Lilywhites defeated Athlone at Oriel Park. Former Harps manager and player Anthony Gorman expects Harps to make it difficult for their opponents this evening and says there are some exciting young players in the squad.
On paper, you know, you just think not a chance. They don't have a hope. But a game of football has never been won on a piece of paper. I mean, the one thing you'd be sure about Finn Harps is that they'll be very well organised. You know, Darren Murphy leaves nothing to the chance. Darren deserves an awful lot of credit for putting this team together. He's worked extremely hard in the off season to put the team together. He's happy with what he's got. He's bringing players through. You know, the likes of young Gavin McAteer, who's a real bright spark. Young Cooney, the goalkeeper, another bright spark. You know, their players are getting invaluable experience. You know, added to that, a player like Conor Touris is vital in terms of galvanising the younger players around him with his experience and his ability.
Kickoff is at 7:45, and there'll be live updates here on Highland with Dermot Doherty. Well, a pitch inspection will be held at the UCD Bowl at 5:30 ahead of UCD's meeting with Bray Wanderers. One game has already fallen foul of the weather, with Wexford's meeting with Longford Town postponed due to an unplayable pitch at Ferry Carrig Park. Elsewhere in the First Division, Cove Ramblers play Kerry and Athlone Town take on Treaty United. In the Premier Division, Derry City's first game at the Ryan McBride Brandywell is against Bohemians, who beat Shamrock Rovers at the Aviva Stadium last week. Derry were beat
beaten 3-1 by champions Shelburne in their opener at Tolka Park. The other games see Waterford at home to champions Shelburne, St Pat's go to Galway United, and Drogheda United take on Sligo Rovers. All those games kick off at 7:45. In the Irish Premiership tonight, Cliftonville are at home to Glentoran, and cross channel Leicester are at home to Brentford in the English Premier League. A win for Leicester would see them move out of the relegation zone. The Republic of Ireland begin their Women's Nation League campaign tonight. Turkey are the visitors for their opening League B match. Kickoff there is at 7:30. Liverpool have been drawn against Paris Saint-Germain in the last 16 of the Champions League. A potential quarter-final with Aston Villa awaits if Unai Emery's team get past Belgian side Club Brugge. Arsenal will play Dutch side PSV Eindhoven. There's a Madrid derby between Real and Atletico, while an all-German tie sees Bayern Munich take on Bayer Leverkusen. In the Europa League, Troy Parrott's AZ Alkmaar will take on his old side Tottenham Hotspur in the last 16. Manchester United will play Real Sociedad, and Jose Mourinho's Fenerbahce take on Rangers. Moving on to Gaelic games, the official opening of the GAA Annual Congress will take place in the Abbey Hotel Donegal Town at 7:30 this evening. It's just the third time that Congress has come to the county and a first since 1988. Saturday will be the day that delegates will discuss and vote on around 40 proposed motions. The main motion involves the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship structure reverting back to more of a knockout style in place of the current round-robin groups. Among the others, Motion 12 would see players only eligible for inter-county play if they had already togged out in four competitive league games for their club. Replays for finals could also be introduced, while a motion on allowing GAA clubs to make decisions on whether to open up their facilities to other sports and groups will also be on the table. Donegal GAA chairperson Mary Coughlin feels costs and finance will be to the fore in discussions this weekend.
The amateur status is something, and costs will be one of the big issues, I'm led to believe, that will be discussed at Congress and can be in itself controversial in one way. You have to put in the supports in order to help our talent, and at the same time the costs have got very expensive and are putting a lot of pressure on county boards and on counties. So I think finance, in my view, is going to be one of the biggest discussions that's going to take place, and there's a huge workshop taking place, and I think that's where a lot of the discussions will be on this occasion.
On the pitch, there are several games in the Ulster GAA Club Leagues this evening. In the intermediate section, Buncrana are at home to Tyrone's Owen Rose at 7:30, while Convoy are away to Strabane at 8:00 in the junior section. Well, there are only two remaining unbeaten teams in the Alliance National Football League Division 1, and they'll collide this coming Sunday at Pearse Stadium. Donegal have won 3 games from 3 and have beaten the last 3 All-Ireland winners in Dublin, Kerry and Armagh to start 2025 in excellent form. Michael Murphy returned to the pitch in a Donegal jersey for the first time in nearly 2 years against Armagh last week, and the Glenswally man is relishing the challenge of Galway on Sunday.
Down in Salt Hill against the team that's got to All-Ireland over the last couple of years, reigning player of the year in Paul Conroy, Shane Ross, as I mentioned before, Parik Joyce, fantastic coach and manager. I know Salt Hill, I think the weather conditions give him fairly tricky at the weekend, but listen, we're loving in Ireland, we're used to the weather conditions in that place. So yeah, another brilliant opportunity, get in, get boys pushing on. We've a lot of bodies back from injuries, the squad size is getting big, there's a lot of headaches, I'm sure, for the management in terms of getting teams picked, so the boys champing at the bit to get more and more minutes over the coming weeks ahead of a championship around the corner.
Elsewhere in Division 1, Tyrone host Kerry and Derry are in Croke Park to face the Dubs. Both of those games take place tomorrow evening. The Donegal Hurlers take on Kerry for the first time ever on Sunday at O'Donnell Park in Division 2 of the Alliance National Hurling League. And the Donegal Ladies are on the road as they go to Roscommon in the Little Ladies National Football League Division 2. Moving on to golf, Padraig Harrington is out on course on day 2 of the PGA Tour's Mexico Open. The Dubliner has dropped 3 shots in his opening 10 holes and is level par overall. That leaves him 2 shots outside the projected cut mark, with the leaders currently on 9 under. Finally, in athletics, the National Senior Indoor Championships are on this weekend in Dublin, and we'll have all the latest news about how our local athletes are doing in that event over the course of tomorrow and Sunday. That is all your sport for today, but don't forget, we'll have live updates from the Finn Harps game with Dermot Doherty from 7:45 this evening. Back to you, Mikhail.
Thanks, Mark. For weather now, a mix of clear spells and scattered showers this evening. A mix of clear spells and scattered showers tonight also. Some heavy with the chance of hail and isolated thunderstorms. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach have criticised Sinn Féin's decision not to travel to the White House for St Patrick's Day. The lead opposition party traditionally sends a delegation but isn't doing so this year due to Donald Trump's stance on Gaza. The woman who died in a crash in County Tyrone yesterday has been named as Leanne Thomas, née Kerry. She died following a two-vehicle collision on the main Dungannon to Cookstown Road shortly before 5pm. Donegal County Council is being criticised for not informing families in advance of the decision to grant planning permission for the proposed development of the site of the Creeslaw explosion. Bereaved families and their supporters are challenging the planning permission for the rebuilding of a service station and shop at the site of the blast. And the North's Health Minister has again acknowledged the need for a new emergency department at Alton na Galvin Hospital in Derry, but repeated his belief that it will be at least 5 years before that can be achieved. He was responding on the Assembly floor to Foyle MLA Ciara Ferguson, who told Minister Mike Nesbitt that some elderly patients with cancer were being referred to the hospital's ED, only to be left on a trolley or chair for 24 hours or more. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Tamar Natasha of Colm Ferter and Charlene Leprieve's guilty. A sholu off a ghoul, Sharton the Giriga, Fihafi Sakui, got on Prama, Eg Honored Champel, Cronia, Eran Clahan Lea, Jehinia Shah Huggin. An art of lagos feed the me fiora egalahane a shart tronona. Te ian the special to Gulior Bartihe, Don Kelluru, Lachor Skull Cronia, a group of Shanuer, Coltus Mina Crosha, Frank Augusilin Vix Sivnia, August and Hor Pop Hjol Narasin, Elig Levea Lahar, Co Mai Le Grupa Ashturi, Score Gidor, Avesa Genu Leru, an Iha Co Mai. It's okay, Sir Anashka, at on August Bay Solasti Erfoil, Don Locked at Ha Ilahar. Tasha Fogarha, Eg Foreign Glorning Ale, go well should a condoler stalk. Don Kedur a Reeve, Janter a Shah, Le Ego Parchiot, La Hagriot di Geliga, August Groupy Pobble, Erin Sheo Lagus, Feed the Me Fiora, Egerania Clug, August a Hena Clug, Tronona, Mark Horha, Me Hastakta. Major Lishan Aspa, Mwenihe at a Corha or Foil, the Oris Negelige, Leblianta Fada Anuas, Major Larachus at a Genta or Heav, Namor Agriacta, Glornigale Bonkai E. In ye Blianta Fada, Igtridge or Son Carta, Ejahish Poesti Saku, to Pobble Gale Skull, the Garam Weistri, a Maladun and all, a Kelluru, a Jerry Sharton Yasha. Martashi de Genevre, Le Bogu Vishja, a Foradnaf Skulla Ur Saku. A Maladun and all, Jaloon Big Shaw to chart, to Tornona Oskulcha the Hishmohori, Puesti at Hare the Frasteller and Skull, and Tornona Dun Carulas V. Comai. Ta Tishmohori and the Geltakta Egractal Tornona Culturha, Egan Cranogangi Dor, Amara and Darnalas V. the Mifiora, Ega Daw Clug, Difashin a Bawailof, Parchaglaku, and Arctus Nageliga, Emliana. Beleru dena halinya bale shaw alianus or shul eganokaj agol of bircha lubiny kjolar and chanos scaliacht ahrishurocht agus dras kancha agus tafalcha rivaka higan okaj shin komai agus ata clark kremsiha laka hama da shartan nigeliga atalatosher during kail la deni varta. Aaron Steve, Donegal Culture Bunk IE. Shinma Hodge Eligolier.
The obituary notice says for this Friday evening, February the 21st. The death has taken place of Patrick Call, Shasha Fanad. Remains arriving at St Mary's Church Fanavolte Fanad tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place in her 104th year of Mary Canny, Sheesh Glencannon, Carndonna. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:20, going to the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonna for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Beech Hill Nursing Home, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of John Day, Glen Carrigart and formerly of Glasgow, reposing at his late residence at Glen Carrigart. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11:30 in St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake at the family home from 11 o'clock until 9 o'clock with family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Lily Kelly, née Gallagher, Shore Road, Carrigart. Lily's remains will be reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight and from 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock tomorrow and from 11 o'clock on Sunday. Rosary at 9 o'clock each night. Removal to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, on Sunday for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Patrick Patsy Jordan, Carmore, Mallon. Patsy's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 22:10 for 10:30 funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, followed by interment in Lag Cemetery. Funeral mass will be streamed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of John Gallagher, Dundoan, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.